Hey, I got a great episode for you today. Today is, as promised, your action plan for when you need to pivot. These steps that you can do over and over every time you feel like you need to change or shift or do something different in your life, you can take these steps and ask yourself these questions and really make lasting change that works for you in your life instead of just doing something that you should be doing or you think you might want. So with that, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. You already have what it takes deep inside of you to make the pivot or make the change you want. Do you believe that? When I say that, what is something that, what's a thought that comes up for you? What is something, because if I know anything about you, and I know that because I've talked with you, I have sat and I've listened to your stories. I am I believe we're alike in a lot of ways. I feel the need for change. And the thing is that I'm driven for it. Like, despite feeling stuck, despite not knowing the next step, I still have this underlying desire to do something great, to make an impact. I have the value, the core values of making an impact and serving. And it was in the Air Force, service before self. But even in my faith and in your faith, we've had levels of success. We're good at what we do, but we're still feeling like that we're numbing out. We're overwhelmed. That lack of fulfillment, there's something more that we want that needs to change. Do you believe it's already inside of you? I am so glad that you're here today. It turns out to be part three of this whole idea of pivoting. I started out with talking about three indications that we know we need to pivot. Then I talked about kind of the who we're being. And today I'm giving you the action plan. I'm giving you the steps you need to take, the steps you get to take in order to change. But before I dive in and give you that plan, let's talk about it for a minute. Let's talk about the fact that you've tried before. You've done the things. What if it's not the things you're doing that's stopping you getting from what you want? What if it's not that you're not lazy? We know that. You're not incapable. We know that you have success. You have the skills. You have the awareness that you want to change you, and you recognize that you want more. You have the drive. You've had it before, and maybe you might be lacking it right now, but it's deep inside of you. Like, there's an underlying desire to do something great. You may be feeling the time pressure. You may be feeling this lack of fulfillment in what you're doing, but you don't want to change. Like, you know that this is where you need to be. Some of us, we may need to change, but overall, the first step is not typically to chuck it all. Like, again, like in the intro, even though we want to chuck it all and move to Bali, we can't. It's not practical. It's not we don't have that ability. We have a job that we want to grow in. We have hats that we're wearing, and we feel like sometimes we're doing things out of obligation and out of duty versus out of the desire. And so this is where we want to shift. This is when I talk about a pivot, a lot of times this is the really what needs to change is where we're like our perspective on how we're looking at it and really understanding what we want. So just sit with me and go with me for a minute, because there's some things that have to happen if we're going to make the pivot this time. If this action plan that I'm going to give you, these questions that I'm going to ask you, we have to decide, we need to draw two lines. We need to have a motivation line and we need to have a desire line. From 0 to 10 for each of them, what is your motivation to make the change? Like, are you a 3? Like, do you need the change, but the motivation? Like, well, that desire, no desire at all, or, 10 as, and I have every desire. In fact, I'm already making the changes. I just don't know what changes I need to make. I just don't know what to do, or I'm just trying everything. But both of these lines are so important, because if you have low motivation and low desire, the change that you want is not going to happen. This is something that even for myself, there's changes that I'm like, yeah, I want to make this change. But then I brass tacks when I really start to ask myself, okay, 0 to 10, what is my desire to make this change? Oh, it's really a 4. My motivation, I'm motivated to change. So maybe it's a 7, but my desire to make this change is a 4. The effort it's going to take for me to change this is a little more challenging. It's going to take a little more work. I need to work on, okay, what is this action plan? And the questions that I'm going to ask you will help you on this. But when we want to make a change, the first thing we need to really do, and not just like look at what other people are doing, looking at what they're doing and then saying, okay, it's working for them, it'll work for me. Because if your motivation does not match theirs, it's not going to be the same. If your desire is lower than a 5, if you're not even halfway into that desire, then the steps you have to take are different. And so let's get into this real quick, because those two lines, we really need those to be as high as possible if we want to make a pivot, if we want to transform our lives, if we want to take this drive and these values that we have, if we want to stop feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and we want to stop numbing out, we have to want it. And so then motivation and the desire lines are crucial in understanding. And so the first thing is, what do you want? Sit down and ask yourself, what is it that I'm actually wanting here? Do I want and again, I know I've been using the health and like fitness and weight loss. I think that's because as women and we're very familiar with it, because even like we're familiar with it. It's what we struggle with. It's what our friends struggle with. Like, it's something that we're always on our mind for the most of us. I know with perimenopause, it's on my mind even more. And so it's one of those things, but it's easy for us all to relate to. So that's what I'm going to talk about. If you're new here, I am not a health coach. Can I help you improve your health? Absolutely. Because when we change our beliefs, we change our life. When we change what we believe about ourselves, when we step into who we're called to be, when we understand our strengths and we understand our value and we understand our purpose, then our desire and our motivation line goes up. Those numbers will get higher because we see the impact that we can make. So I absolutely can help you with that, but in the traditional sense of we're not counting macros, we're not counting exercise minutes, but we are getting clear on what's important to us. Even with our health, when we need to make a pivot, So the first thing is we got to ask ourselves, is what do we actually want? Not what Susie wants down the road, not what Bob thinks that we should have, but what do you want? So when we look at that, and because with the health, I don't want a size zero and a six pack. I don't want the pressure of keeping that. That is not even something I want. At this point, I would like to lose a size or two that I have gained over the last 18 months. But I'm also know that, okay, like I want to embrace my body now. So what do I want is I want to be healthy. I want to be mobile. I want to fit into my clothes confidently. That's what I really want. Working for that size zero, size two body is not something that I have a desire or motivation to do. So that if that is what I want, or that's what I think that I want, my desire and motivation line will be way different than if I just want to be able to be mobile. I want to be healthy. I want to be active. I want to feel good in my body and feel good in my clothes. It's a completely different place to come from than I want to be a size zero. The next is recognize where you are. This one can be challenging. If you want to get a promotion at work and you recognize, okay, what do I need to do? Like, this is what I want, is I want that promotion and that's what I'm going to go for. Where are you? What skills do you need? And then you can ask, okay, the skill, like, okay, I need to be better at bookkeeping, say. Like, I need to learn how to use QuickBooks or spreadsheets or whatever skill. What is my desire to learn that? What is my motivation? Is it worth me taking my time to learn that? Is it worth it to me to get what I want? If my motivation to get the job, to get the promotion is a 7, is the desire to put in the effort to learn those skills that may be foreign to me or that I've been avoiding or that I feel like I'm not good at, is the desire, where is that on the line? Because that also will tell you, like, is this going to happen and how much, like, how likely is it to happen for you? And I truly believe that you are able to make any changes that you really want, that you really need, that really align with who you want to be. But if we don't get clear on this, if we don't get if we don't understand this, like if we don't understand, like, what do you want? And then, okay, what is our desire and motivation for it? Where are we? Okay, what is my desire and motivation for knowing where I am to getting what I want? The next is, why do you want it? What becomes possible? Like, why do I want this promotion? Well, I want this promotion because it will give me more time freedom. I get to improve my skills. I get to make more impact. I get to work on, you know, I don't have to work on weekends, you know, whatever it is, but why? Why is that? And go a couple layers deep here. Like, just go beyond the paycheck would be nice. What does the paycheck bring you? And the next question goes along with this is, what is it worth to you? With the exercise, why do I want to be active? It's because I want a long life. I want a long life. I want a long, healthy, active. I want to be able to go where my grandkids are. And I'm years away from having grandkids, but I know that today's decisions will help me tomorrow. And so that's where I am, like, why do I want it? It's because tomorrow I want to be able to do this. So it's worth it for me today. What is it worth to me? Well, it's worth me getting uncomfortable. It's worth me pushing myself and going to the gym. It's worth it to me. And I encourage you to write all of these things out. And that helps what's it worth to me? Okay, well, you know what? My desire for those things are a lot higher than just saying, well, I want to weigh less or I want to fit into my clothes. Granted, I don't want to buy any more clothes. Or if I buy clothes, I want it to be because I want them, not because I need them. You know what I'm saying? But then it's going to, then after you like ask yourself what it's worth, it's what are you willing to do to get it? Are you willing to get up in the morning before everyone wakes up and go to the gym? Are you? And be honest. If you're not, you're like, well, no, I'm not willing to do that. However, I am willing to go after work every day and pay the sitter another hour. Or I am willing to do XYZ. If I'm, you know, if I want that promotion, I am willing to take an online class on the weekends so to learn the skills so that way I can apply for that position. And this is the great part, is when you have these answers for you and you work through it, because they're and in this order, the what do you want? Recognize where you are. Why do you want it? What is it worth to you? And what are you willing to do to get it? And then I even want to, like, what are you not willing to give up? This one also is, okay, well, I'm not willing to give up cheese. I love, give me a charcuterie board, give me some Manchego cheese, and that is like happiness to me. I'm not willing to give it up, but what I am willing to do is have it once a week and truly enjoy it when I have it and not feel guilty about having it. See how this is changing the way that we're looking at what our, this pivot we want to take, this change that we need, whether it is getting healthier, getting a new job, or getting a promotion, whether it is like leaning into our impact, whether it's being able to say no to things, whether it's being able to say yes to things, whether it's, you know, organizing your house, like there's like really any pivot, any change you need to make. These are the first steps. This is the action plan that if you really want the change. And I just got off the call with a client who we were talking about this. We were talking and I asked her these questions because she's wanted this. It's why she hired me. It's because she wanted a change in her life. She is a, she has a business and she is seeing some success in her business. But in order to, like, she's not growing at the speed that she wants. So she has the skills. There's some tactics and some strategies that we can plug in. But again, those come after, the doing comes after you decide. And really what she was willing to do to get it, she didn't make that clear to herself. So when we spent time getting clear on that, is that she was willing to, you know, well, one is she was willing to put down what she read. She was willing to go back and forth between a business, you know, growth book and a fun book. She was not willing to give up all of the fun reading, which I'm like, no, don't give up that. You need hobbies. You need fun things, right? But in the morning, she was also willing to give up her morning scroll for listening to a podcast. Now, I did encourage her to listen to this one, and luckily she already does. So she's like, okay, we'll keep doing that. But again, it's what are you willing? Are you willing to listen to a marketing podcast in order to get those skills that you need to grow your business? Are you willing to put into action the things that we talk about, were you willing to go through this exercise and write down what you're willing and not willing to do? Are you really willing to write out what do you want? And when she finally broke free, because really what she wanted was she wanted a business that's thriving. But there were some beliefs there that if she got to that level, she wouldn't be able to handle it, that she would turn into something that she didn't want to turn into. Like she would turn like, you know, that the whole idea that money is the root of all evil. No, we turn that around. The love of money is the root of all evil. When you have success, God wants us to be successful. And you get to define success. That's one thing that we did in our early on, is we defined what success means to her. But it means that she gets to serve more. It means she gets to work less and pour more into her family. See, so when we start breaking down these, it changes the way that this change that we need, this change that we want, is looked at. Because now it's personal. Now it's just not about something else that we have to do. It's about what is possible when we do it. And who do we affect when we get it, when this happens? So what do you want? Recognize where you are. Write it out. I am 4 sizes, 10 sizes, 30 pounds, whatever it is. I am at this level of skill and I need to master these 3 things. I am, my schedule is overloaded and I need to remove things that do not go along with my values. Recognize where you are. Not in a judgmental way, because remember, the things that we do, we don't do it intentionally to screw ourselves up. Even if we're self-sabotaging, there's still some elements of we're doing what we think is right. We're doing the best we can. So give yourself grace there. So recognize where you are. Why do you want it? And what is it worth to you? And what are you willing to do to get it? Now, the next step is do one of those things that you're willing to do to get it. It's really that simple. What are you willing to do to get it? Well, I'm willing to give up this. Then today, choose to give that up. I'm willing to go and walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes. Okay, well, then today, do that. I'm willing to eat an apple instead of a candy bar. Okay, do it. I'm willing to say no to something that I know I don't want to do in the first place so I can say yes to something else. Okay, do it. Friend, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be this giant. We make it so big in our head so that way we can keep it small. We make it so large in our head because when it's overwhelming, when it's too much, we're going into protective mode and then it puts us off the hook. Then it allows us to want and desire. And I've told the story and I'm going to tell it again here because this is your defining moment. There was a man sitting on a bench and his dog is next to him. And there's a passerby. He says, "Dude, your dog is in pain. What's wrong?" And he sits there and he's on a nail. He's sitting on a nail. And it's like, "What? Like, tell him to get off." He's like, "Well, are you holding him on the nail?" "No, no. He's just sitting on a nail." "Well, like, tell him to stand up." He's like, "Oh, I know, I've told him." When we start to stand up, it hurts more. When we start to take that action, the pain we're in is comfortable, familiar. We understand it. Our brains know how to handle this. It doesn't realize that it only takes a second of excruciating pain to stand up off that nail. But then the freedom and the feeling of like the pain will go away on the other side. So what are you willing to do? And then do it. Get up off the nail. If you want the pivot, are you willing to go through these questions? Are you willing to ask yourself these? Are you willing to write it out and get honest with yourself in a graceful and a forgiving and non-judgmental way, a curiosity? Bring curiosity in this because you didn't get here by accident. You got here by choices. And though they may have been choices made for you, there may have been choices that you felt like you were against the wall and you had to make. Okay. Those aren't your faults. And even some of the choices that you did have the opportunity, you chose. It's still the choice you made. It was based on your old belief system. So if you want a change, you get to have a new belief system. And we get to start with just figuring out where you are and where you want to go. It's really as simple as that. And friend, if this is what you want to do, you need to get on my calendar. If you are, you already have the skills, you're ambitious, you've already have a level of success in your life. You have these values that you hold on in the sense of purpose. You're aware of what you want to change and that you're open to it. And you have this desire, despite feeling stuck and this, you want to do something great. And yet you're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling like the need for fulfillment, but lack of it. You're uncertain. You have this time pressure. You realize that time is our most precious resource. You're just feeling this weight of the world on your shoulders, and you're ready to experience the full weight of joy and fulfillment in your life. Get on my calendar. Let's talk about what's possible. Let me walk you through these questions, and I can ask you other questions as well to help you figure out what you want and how to get it. I would like to make it more complicated than that, but that's the good news, is it doesn't have to be. The great thing is I have not only done this for myself, but I've done this for hundreds of people. I have been working for over a decade in this, and I have overcome so many obstacles myself. I have helped clients get the changes that they want and feel the freedom, feel the fulfillment, the impact, the feel like a sense of purpose and calling that they were called to. And it's not out of your grasp. It's not out of your reach. It's right there. If I can do it, so can you. So get on my calendar. The link is in the show notes, tamarmariecoaching.com. Connect with me. Look at my emails. Connect with me. Just how much longer do you want to wait for this change? This drive, this feeling stuck, but having the desire to do something more? How long are you going to let that fester? How long are you going to feel guilt and shame because there is this drive there that you're not answering because you think it's going to be hard? What if I promise you it's not? Just get on my calendar and let's talk. All right, friend, with that, I am actually getting ready to go on with another client, and I am excited. I'm fired up. After I record these, I'm always fired up. So I love when I have a client right after because we hit it hard and we just have so much fun doing it. So get on my calendar, 20 minutes, and let's just see what's possible. And with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you. Fulfillment, impact, joy is right within your reach. All right, bye for now.